Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. This time we have two of our broadcast partner on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing, both with very important reports. Dr. Don DeYoung will discuss with me here at the broadcast table the phenomena of black holes. Where are they, and how did they come into existence? But first, John Rood will join us here behind these microphones. He has a European Union update. We'll talk with John about the European Union response to the re-election of Prime Minister Netanyahu. That's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. May I suggest that you might be interested in a 5-hour audio series that I have available, and it's entitled Creation, the Flood, and Bible Prophecy. There are many people that question if the Lord was able to create everything that is in existence today in 6 24-hour days. On this 5-hour audio series, we deal with that, but also the flood. Was it a regional flood, local flood, or a worldwide flood? Now that's key to understanding God's word, not only at the time of creation and the flood, but the future as well. Remember, Jesus in the Olivet Discourse said, "As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man." Matthew 24, verse 37. You need to get a copy of this 5-hour audio series. It's available at my website, where you go to the Prophecy Bookstore, and there you can make your purchase. It's a 5-hour audio series entitled Creation, the Flood, and Bible Prophecy. Well, we're going to the European Union. Our broadcast partner there, John Rood. And John, let me just begin, John, with what was the reaction from the European Union as it relates to the re-election of Prime Minister Netanyahu?
That's a very good insight to be aware of. There were actually 8 foreign leaders that called personally Prime Minister Netanyahu to congratulate him. Even though it's not customary to do this necessarily until a government is formed. So it's the Austrian Chancellor, Kurz, Hungarian Prime Minister, Orban, the President of Cyprus, and also the President of Bulgaria, all called personally. And so, of course, these are some of the Eastern European countries which have shown more solidarity with Israel in these last years. And then in addition to that, we have tweets that have been done from leaders of Lithuania, Czech Republic, and Italy. So there appears to be good amount of solidarity upon the re-election coming from who we would expect in the European Union.
And others, of course, not really excited because of, well, a statement I guess they made last week after President Trump declared that the Golan Heights would be under the sovereignty of the State of Israel, and he sets the pace, basically, for those events to be accepted around the world. And now the Prime Minister, just prior to the election, making statements about maybe the same type of activity taking place on Judea and Samaria, some refer to it as the West Bank, but giving sovereignty to Israel over that heartland of the Jewish state, Judea and Samaria. EU in total weren't very excited about that, but they are saying, at least a good number of them, that they're happy the Prime Minister will continue on and give some stability there in the Middle East. Well, we got to go back to Brexit. Looks like the UK and European Union have agreed on a delay as long as up to and including October the 31st. Is that correct? And what are they going to try to do?
Well, as expected, we have an extension. The president of the commission was looking for up to a 1-year extension. And as we've covered in previous broadcasts as well, we see now it was the intervention of French President Macron that came through for a shorter extension. So now we have the United Kingdom still is in the same situation. They have to come up with a deal. Can that be done? If it's done before June 1st, then they will not participate in the European elections for the parliament. But, of course, all that has to be prepared. So So it appears very strongly that they will go through the elections, which will add to the upheaval of these monumental elections that are happening in the European Parliament.
How important are those elections, John?
Well, the European Parliament is the only institution of the European Union that has some guise of democracy. And so now that there's such strong Eurosceptic forces in many of these countries, this is really the only place in the European Union they're able to express themselves. We see up to one-third of the members will be Eurosceptic, some actually desiring for their nation to leave the European Union. So it's really a crisis.
I sent you an article entitled, it was, I think, from Time magazine, if I remember correctly, "The Roman Empire to Brexit" was the title of it, and that Britain has always struggled to really define its relationship with Europe. Can you give us just a perusal report on what that was saying? I mean, it's interesting, going all the way back to the Roman Empire and the fact that the European Union may well be the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire.
Yes, I always perk up when I see references to the Roman Empire and today's European Union. There's always been struggles. We have the Roman invasion, of course, which incidentally was never Ireland and never Scotland. It was actually the Roman Emperor Hadrian that built a wall coast to coast to keep the Scots out. They were not interested in facing them. We have a period of time where England is getting its identity through the Reformation. Of course, there was fissures there with Rome. Then we have the rise of the British Empire. That has been at a peak in the early 1900s, which was one-fourth of all the land on Earth. And so the British Empire, of course, was not looking to form a unified European continent. Then, of course, we have the situation with Napoleon. And incidentally, there was a quote here that I was not aware of, and I really searched for these things. It said Napoleon in 1805 wanted to create, quote, "a European legal system, a European appeal court, a common currency, the same weights, measures, and the same laws." So you can see back from Napoleon's time, there was still this spirit to unify Europe. And the United Kingdom as a whole has shown that they're at odds with that particular movement, which has been surfacing through many, many centuries.
And indeed, we know, we read the last chapter, it's going to come into effect with the revival of the old Roman Empire. Thank you, John. Appreciate your helping us today understand how key the European Union is into the world scene today and the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. We'll talk again next week.
Well, thank you, Jimmy, and thank you for all your effort to get the news out.
John Rood with an update on the European Union and Brexit changing from day to day. When you catch us talking about it, it's only a snapshot of what was happening that particular day. Now we go to Don DeYoung. Dr. DeYoung is a scientist. He's an astronomer. And Don, last night as I was walking, you've introduced me to a brand new hobby. That's stargazing, with your book especially helpful in that area. I was walking and looking up at the stars and the moon, and then I remembered what I'd read earlier in the day, that the black hole that they now have a photograph of is larger than our entire galaxy, the Milky Way. That is an awesome thought, and it's unbelievable we now have this photo, is it not?
Well, yes. You know, the idea of black holes has been around for a long time, very difficult to verify, but in recent days, and with these photographs, strong evidence for such things.
What is actually, can you give us a simple person's definition of a black hole?
Well, certainly. A black hole is an object in space with extremely high gravity. One way we think you can form those is to have a star which collapses upon itself and kind of revs up the gravity in its vicinity. So as far as we can tell, what they are is the end of a star. They're really dead, collapsed stars.
And I noticed that it had kind of a red-colored ring around it. That would be those items that are actually moving into the black hole, most likely?
Well, yes. Actually, it gets a little bit tricky, Jimmy. A black hole itself is invisible. Even light could not escape, so there's no way to get a picture of it. And furthermore, the news this week that they've captured this, they're not using visible light. They're actually using radio waves.
Hmm.
And so those pictures you see of the ring with black in the middle, those have been color enhanced. Now, they're real, but it's just not in the visible range. The black hole itself, somewhere in the center of that darkness in that photograph, and then the light around the edge is actually a starlight behind the black hole, and so the black hole looks like a silhouette in the center because it's invisible.
Well, we said it's not in our galaxy. In fact, it could swallow up. It's larger than our entire galaxy, which would be the Milky Way. How far away is it? Do we have any idea?
Well, this black hole is actually in another galaxy. They go by numbers, and it's called M87. And that particular galaxy is about 55 million light years away, a light year being 6 trillion miles. But, of course, in the vastness of space, that's looked at really as one of the nearer galaxies. So 55 million light years away, and again, the black hole seems to be in the center of that galaxy.
What is the potential for the scientist, for you as an astronomer, to be able to learn from this information?
Well, it certainly shows us, Jimmy, that gravity, this invisible force that holds us on the ground, it protects us. It's universal. It's everywhere, even out there in other galaxies and the edge. It's a universe. There's unity the way God put it together. Furthermore, these black holes, I think, are just a good indication of endless variety in creation. Along with those objects, there are bizarre stars, there are red giants and white dwarfs, just endless creativity that God has put out there. And maybe also the bottom line, since these black holes are collapsed stars, it's a good reminder to us that creation is over with. We don't have new creation going on. Instead, there's a rundown. There's a gradual wearing away of our current physical universe.
You know, I was just getting ready to ask you what would be the practicality of this information for each and every one of us, and it's the proof of God's creative activities. That would be an absolute proof, would it not be?
Well, it certainly is, and the finding is exciting if, you know, when one is interested in astronomy and physics, just the detail of it. Creation is not simple. And black holes are fascinating objects, and who knows, there are probably even things more strange, more exotic out there that we haven't even thought of yet.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going out to walk again tonight. Hope the sky is clear so I can just contemplate all that God has done. Don, thank you so very much for giving us insight. This was top news this week, the photograph of a black hole, and you explained how that was done. Appreciate it. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you, Jimmy. Till next time.
Very interesting conversations from both John Rood with his European Union update, and then Dr. Don DeYoung discussing the photograph that has been made available to the world of a black hole, which is actually located in another galaxy. Don's report gave us information into the creation week that is recorded in Genesis chapter 1, and how with four words, the Lord brought all the stars, billions and billions of stars, into existence. What were those four words? And the stars also. Amazingly, God was able to not only bring billions and billions of stars into place, but also the black holes that has been the subject of our conversation today. According to Psalm 19, the stars, including the black holes, show forth the glory of the Lord. And what is thrilling to me is that this same Creator is in charge of the future as well. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.